Regina's goalie stole Wednesday's game for the Pats, with 38 saves in a 5-3 win over the Vancouver Giants at Langley Events Center. G-Men head coach Manny Viveros was the first to applaud Kelton Pine for his outstanding performance, which earned the Prairie Netminder the Player of the Game distinction after taking 13 shots in the first period, 11 in the second, and 17 in the final. Credit to their goaltender. He stole that game for them tonight, Viveros said. Tyler Thorpe, Tyus Sparks, and Ty Haliburta provided the goals for the Giants, while five different Pats scored. Zach Moore, Jace Eglund, Julian Mays, Zachary Shantz, and Caden Brown. Regina got out to a 2-0 lead after one period thanks to a power play goal from Moore 12:39 into the game and then a goal from Eglund, the first in his WHL career, with only 1:27 left in the opening frame. Mays extended the visitors' lead to 3-0 with a breakaway goal 6:23 into period number 2 to make it 3-0 Pats. Before the end of the second, the Giants got life when Thorpe sniped from the slot on the power play, off a pass from the corner from Adam Teitelbach. Two 16-year-olds connected early in the third to get the Giants to within a goal, as Ryan Lynn held the puck in the offensive zone at the right point and found Sparks alone in the slot, who roofed his fourth of the season to cut Regina's lead to 3-2. A breakaway goal from Shantz 5 minutes later restored the Pats' two-goal lead, as his shot was initially stopped, but eventually trickled over the line with 11:56 left in the third period. The Giants pulled the goaltender early with them facing a two-goal deficit, and Haliburta scored from the right circle with 55 seconds remaining to make it 4-3. Regina hit the empty net with 8 seconds left to make the final score 5-3. The loss drops Vancouver's record to the 4th of October 11 this season, while the Pats improved to 7-1-6-2-2. The Giants outshot Regina 41-26 in the game. "I have no issues with our effort tonight. I thought our guys worked. They competed. We certainly didn't take them lightly. We knew that. We talked about it. The guys were ready. We had some really good looks. We just didn't execute. We just didn't capitalize on them. Our effort. Our kids were pressing and pressing, maybe pressing a little bit too hard at times, but we got behind and tried to fight back and get ourselves back in the game," Viveros said. "When we got our momentum, then we gave up a goal. Then, we, kind of lost our momentum, had to work hard to get it back again. And then we got a goal, then we gave up another one. Credit to them, they scored timely goals and we just couldn't dig ourselves out of that hole," the coach commented. While Pat's goaltender Pine was crowned the top player of the night, Giants forward Thorpe was given second star of the game, after recording one goal and six shots on goal during Wednesday's game on home ice. Third star went to Regina's Julian Mays with one goal, two assists, and three shots on goal. Next up for the G-Men, they're on a U.S. road trip this weekend, with three games in 3 days. It starts with a game against the Tri-City Americans in Kennewick, Wash, on Friday, then back-to-back games against the Winterhawks in Portland, Oregon on Saturday and Sunday. They're in Victoria after that, to take on the Royals on Friday, December 13, before coming back home for the annual Teddy Bear Toss game against Victoria the next night, on Saturday, December 14.